Particular locale yet, so let me give you a little ground rules. We don't actually have a set list so much as a bucket list of songs that you might like to hear and we might like to play, and I will just pull from that list as we go through the set, trying all the time to read your mood and figure out what would best kind of satisfy you. Which is to say, if it all goes horribly wrong, it's your fault. Because you just weren't in the right mood. Let's see, it's a Wednesday night, there's no football, baseball, nothing else on. You're just here because there's nothing else happening in Kent tonight.
Kent's at BG!
This is what's happening in Kent tonight.
Strong man, say you don't care about my life. Love me too much, just so
of war against Ebola. Then we will go to war against Ebola. Hands up, Ebola, anybody? Ebola over here, a little there, okay. I mean, we went from total panic over Ebola to now, like, we've got, like, Ebola celebrities. I beat Ebola. These people are going to be signing autographs in restaurants and shit, and they'll never have any peace in their life again. And that's the curse of Ebola. That you're only known for your Ebola and nothing else. No one appreciates, you know, your true inner qualities of Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. Okay, I'm glad you yelled that out. Gives me an opportunity to set some ground rules here. Now, first of all, you all know I take no requests. And you've all become, you know, I see at least used to that. If not, you know, like, whoa, cool. But, you know, sometimes the word doesn't get out. You know, this show is called The Unpredictable Show. It's an unpredictable evening, which means if you yell out a song you want to hear, that reduces the likelihood of the song being played. Because after all, I'm not taking requests to start with, and then you yell out a song and I play it, it just seems like, whoa, that was predictable. So I suggest only yell out the songs you don't want us to play. Better yet, stop yelling shit out, all right? Selfless sounding song, isn't it? What do you think would be an appropriate foil to that? Let's see. Jesse, I know it's a little early, but would you please get your organ out? Yeah.
different organ.
And where does that organ come out from? Precisely 96 tears, and not one more tear. Man's got to know his limitation.
A little more. Split the difference from where we were and where we are now. That's better.
Oh,
Stung me in the middle of the song. I don't know what that is.
It's Ebola!
Yeah, but at our age. Am I having a stroke or did somebody accidentally lean against the light switch? You know?
Oh, man.
Anything's possible. You know, I need to rest a little bit. Kazem, take the piano.
Oh my God.
Look at us, we're multi-talented. Couldn't find the dot.
With the kisses,
muskrat kisses. By the captain nor the toenail. It was some other guy. And I'm pretty sure he didn't know what a muskrat was. He was like, sounds like, he was probably thinking of a ferret, perhaps, or an ermine, or something like that. You know, one of them skinny rodents, you know, that they could twirl and whirl and tango. See, but an actual muskrat is kind of a small version of a beaver without the sexy tail. Which means if you ever, like, you know, come across a skinny muskrat, the muskrat is probably already dead and desiccated by the roadside because they're like a little football. So, but I can see the guy's, I can understand his problem. I can see where he's coming from. You know, it's like he wants to write a song about rodent romance. But it's hard to find, you know, just exactly, you know, that kind of that alliteration, that, you know, what sounds right, you know, in terms of the title, you know. So he probably went through a couple of things like beaver love. I'm down with beaver love, but it was probably a little bit too obvious, you know. It's like, then there was weasel love, and we've all had a little of that, unfortunately. And I'm pretty sure it was never going to be gerbil love. But who knows? So you got muskrat love. The muskiest of all rats.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, very romantic. Well, I've sufficiently brought the room down now. Let's have some fun, okay?
Hey, fella with a million smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fella drinking milk and crackers. I ask you one question, you silly so-and-so. With all your dough, are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so should you have your little fun. After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out to play. Even the old gray man down home got to have hay. Hey, you better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray, feel okay. Have your little fun, son. Have your little fun. Have some fun, Jesse.
Yeah, it's getting cold out there.
so I said, all my feelings for you were just something I never knew till I saw the light in your eyes.
Jesse, I know this doesn't often happen, but I'd like you to get your organ out one more time. You're going to get the organ out of the way here. You know, this time.
Organ be gone. Organ be on.
I am the God of Hellfire! And I bring you...
Burn, 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 burn.
took you to Bern. Okay, you put your organ away for now. Mic on, there we go. Filter every night. This my pop filter? Oh, so that's me I'm smelling there. I tell you what, soak this in Listerine or burn it after the show, all right? I can somehow I'm not digging myself on this pop filter. Okay, let's stop the show. We're going to continue this conversation right here. This is important. Like, why didn't you motherfuckers vote? Fuck yous all. I'm angry at ya. Is that the right place? I am a Viking, some nook. You try name and here I float. Out on the sea in a great big boat, and I'm no one who beats a drum in time. To stoke the oars that drive our galleons on. And while we rode, we had our song. And we had our God. And it may seem odd, but it means we was caught our wind and we up the sail. Lost two ships when it turned to a gale. Down with a third when she ran down a whale. Though we say we could not fail it. Through it all we never faltered. Oh, I had a belch to let out there. Excuse me.
Late at night I lay on deck, wondering why I risked my neck.
Picture myself in a sinking wreck, and down I'm going, not knowing why. I just can't quite recall the reason why. It's such a drink to carry on. But the walls it calls, so the walls it calls, so the walls of reason.
You might be on the Viking sword and Viking shield and off the sail and mighty ships and more. Perhaps you should let our hands get sore. We need someone to pull the oars and to do the chores. We need a cause, so we need a reason. Reason why.
Yes! Both hands finished at the same time. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Yeah.
lathering on the sap now. Consider this bonus butt facial. I don't know if you've heard, I think men haven't caught up with this yet, but the latest thing amongst ladies is a butt facial. I'm not going into the details, believe me. You want the details. Well, there are a lot of different ones. Some of them involve tweezers, and most all of them involve, you know, some sort of a dermabrasion. I think one had a motorized goat hair brush that went in, you know, the, just a particular perfect circular motion to coax out all the ingrown hairs. And then there was another treatment that I just like being punched in the ass with a tennis ball. But guys, you're looking for that perfect gift for the holidays? Butt facials, very hip. I know you're gonna have a hard time asking for one, you know? Like, oh, you're in the mall and you're saying, oh, where can I get a butt facial for my wife for Christmas? But believe me, next Father's Day, I'm gonna be expecting a... Well, I don't know whether it's a butt facial, but it's gonna be facial something. It is a school night, right? There's no children in the audience. Well, then consider this sex education class or something. Really weird old people sex education class. traditional Native American song. Finally transcribed in the late 50s by the Big Bopper. Yes, Chief Big Bopper, we called him. I noticed that a lot of people didn't really respond to that, like you didn't remember the Big Bopper. Let me refresh your memory. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a giggling, a walking, a giggling, and a talk. Oh, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl that make me act so funny. Think I spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long neck goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. And that's what qualified him to reinterpret the ancient Native American story of Running Bear and Little White Dove. Now, I hate to digress again, like I did with the freaking muskrat thing, but you realize that these people have only ever seen each other cross the wide and raging river in the moonlight, like about this big. There's nobody in their own tribes that they consider, you know, like up to their standards. But this little thing across the river, that's what I gotta have. This is, you know, the essence of romance. But here's what I think actually happened. First time they ever got a good look with each other was when they met in the middle of the wide and raging river and their hands touched and their lips met. And I'm thinking, Little White Dove, you know, Running Bear, you're much swarthier than I thought from the other side of the river. Is that why they call you Running Bear? You know, because of like all the hair all over your shoulders and shit. And also, you're a lot shorter than I thought, right? In every possible way. Meanwhile, their lips meet and Running Bear says, girl, what crawled in your mouth and died? And he finally gets a good look at her and she's got no toothuses, whatever. You know, this is before Ipana. Or, you don't remember Ipana? Well, I'm kind of happy that I'm drawing in a younger audience now. You know, there's a little, the churn, refreshing a little bit. But in any case, I believe that they actually drowned while they were trying to swim back to their respective shores, you know. It was like, yeah, there was kind of a cute girl that I wanted a little bit. Blah, 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 blah. And that was it. That was, yes, truly romantic. Where can we possibly go from here? I know where we can go. You know, we had the great honor of having one of the true originals of this genre of outsider music, which we enjoy so much, sit in with us in New Hampshire. It was truly an honor, and I just hope we can somehow recreate that special atmosphere that we had the other night. Let's try, boys. Okay. Below me, you hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me and blow me tonight. Hey, Andy would certainly be dandy, but it's not enough to slow me. You've gotta blow me. All right. When you part your lips that way, ooh, I want you night and day.
you squeeze my balls so tight. I wanna blow my load with all of my might. So come on and blow me. You hardly even know me. Just come on and set yourself below me and blow me tonight.
All right, you know the words. Everybody sing along. Here we go.
Number 2 is coming out this Friday. I know, we don't want the atmosphere to get too classy in here.
Thank you.
I couldn't predict where I was. It's freaking flying.
Sorry, it just is.
I got control over time. Oh, you people were asking for it. I'm going Russian on your ass. I'm going to invade your Ukraine now. Prepare to be Putinized. Precious memes from the internet that your children would show you if you spent as much time on the internet as them.
Trolling and tumbling, that's it.
Lord, the whole night long. No, no, we didn't mean to imply that. It's a school night.
Our options are freaking endless here.
I tell you what, I'm going to buy us a little bit of slack. Like I said, there's a thing called strap locks. Let's get some. Thank you.
but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Oh, out come the girls. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. My favorite part of the show.
Summertime, wintertime, you gotta think of me. Everything, come on. Oh,
get off the train.
But today's our grave. Seconds take away.
Out of our bums.
Our
collective bum.
Thank you.
Yeah!